Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
I may not have started with that purpose na ay, gusto ko going proud yung mga Pilipino all over the world. But seeing that, I think that's very important. And of course, may mga mapupulot din sa Filipino cuisine that I think the world can utilize. And it nourishes me too much. Nourishment. Too much nourishment. So it's literally my life and blood.
Lumpia Queen. Magna cum laude. TikTok Food Content Creator of the Year noong 2023. At James Beard Media Awards nominee. Ilan lang ang mga ito sa mga titulo ng sikat na content creator na si Abby Marquez. At ang isa sa pinakamalapit na titulo sa kanyang puso ay Filipino Food Advocate.
I grew up in Laguna, Philippines, with a mother who cooked for the family 3 times a day. I've always been interested in food and cooking, and nakita ko yun bata pa lang ako kasi I liked watching cooking shows instead of cartoons, and pag may bisita, I would cook or I would make a snack for the guests without anyone telling me, even as young as 4 years old. And then I just had a relationship with food growing up. Talagang pinagluluto ko yung mga kaibigan ko tsaka yung mga bisita namin. In college, I did a bachelor's degree in hotel and restaurant management in UP Diliman. Valedictor M's. Joke lang. Yeah, graduating with magna cum laude. Mas meron din ako nung ano, at the same time, meron ako nung lasagna business. And now I'm a full-time food content creator. I have my own studio, I have a team.
Aminado si Abby na masaya ang karera niya bilang content creator. Pero minsan, challenging para sa kanya ito bilang isang introvert.
Yung pagka-introvert ko yung na-challenge, and yung thought sa akin, hindi naman like, should I give up on this? It's more like, can I really excel in the level I want to excel if I am introverted? Yes ba? Kasi the world really favors extroverts who like, wants to connect with people. Kasi that's really the description of my job, is to connect with people and, I don't know, make them entertained and teach them whatever. So, yun yung na-challenge. And on the other aspect of, on the people, is now becoming basically officially an employer or a leader of the team because I have ADHD. It's just everything in, it's having life on hard mode. As an employer, as a leader, you want to be a role model, pero nakaka-guilty na hindi ka magre-reply agad kasi you're like overwhelmed sa text, sa message, ayaw mong buksan. And then at the same time, you're pushing your team to be like, let's go, let's grind. Tapos at the same time, you're down. Yeah. Ganun. Parang ang content creators aren't really the best bosses, sabi nila. And yun naman yung doubt for me, like, kaya ko ba talagang mag-excel in a business if I'm ADHD? Yeah.
Also, saka I think with you, dahil nga, in going back to being a public figure, may mga certain expectations na sa'yo pag nakita ka in person eh. Diba? Kasi pag nasa on video ka, happy ka, tapos madaldal ka, tapos biglang, bakit ka tahimik? Hindi ka pwedeng tahimik.
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel like they know you and you have a certain, like, they know you sa kitchen na high energy. So, mamimit mo itong tao na to in person only once. And you know, also kung multiple times, there's still first impressions. So you don't want to be like there, your social media self.
Yeah.
Although ako naman talaga yun, who I am on SocMed.
Para kay Abby, hindi naging intentional ang pag-promote niya ng Filipino cuisine, kundi naging natural na pagtanghal sa kung sino siya at kung ano ang pagkain kanyang kinalakihan.
It's I think I was doing it before I realized how important it was, just because, you know, I think I started out in this role from a perspective na na-discover ko yung power of social media in terms of reaching the younger audience or younger generation and reaching other countries with the globalization of it, of the digital world. It's coming from that na, oh, I have influence because I'm making a lot of noise and people are watching my videos. And I can totally use it for something, for something that's not just for fun, but for something more, like, bigger than me. And that was using my platforms to preserve our culture by teaching the younger generations how to cook the dishes that we grew up eating kasi puro sila TikTok and they rarely sit down in the kitchen with their mom anymore and ask, paano po ba mag-adobo? They get shy. They just want to watch a one-minute reel. And so that was my purpose for the first... That has been my purpose for the past few years to fill this new media with worthwhile content. And then sumunod dun yung power of making a Filipino dish and then seeing other people from different countries trying the dish after seeing my video. And then parang na-realize ko na, okay, ito pala yung power of or the capacity or the capabilities of SOCMED. And na-realize ko na lang na important siya because off the top of my head, a lot of OFWs abroad or mga PhilAm, they grow up wanting to know more about their culture or yung mga OFW na they want to have a piece of home. Or it really makes them feel more proud of where they came from when they see another Filipino succeed. Like, for example, my trip to Dubai last month. I was there to speak in front of international creators and I was even one of the faces in the giant billboard there. And they talagang pupunta sila sa akin. And sinasabi nila na grabe, kinikilig daw sila, super proud nila maging Pinoy. And that's, I mean, I may not have started with that purpose na, gusto ko going proud yung mga Pilipino all over the world. But seeing that, I think that's very important. Like, making people proud of being Filipino. And, of course, may mga mapupulot din sa Filipino cuisine that I think the world can utilize, like sustainability in terms of like nose to tail cooking, making use of, I mean, we eat isaw, bopis, whatever. In other countries, they might discard that. And also the value of sharing, like in the US, I may find myself or other people yung kakain mag-isa, ganyan. But in the Philippines, it's really cooking for, like the recipes are always for multiple people. And it's always a salo-salo. Pagka dinner time, hindi pwedeng may mahuhuli or may magsi-cellphone sa table. And that's Filipino food for me.
Para kay Abby, hindi dapat minamaliit ang talento ng mga Filipino chefs at cooks dahil hindi lamang nasa sa atin ang kakayahan at sipag, kundi ang pagmamahal sa sariling atin.
From a personal experience and from my observation, in other countries, kasi talaga, Filipinos are looked down upon. Like, when you go to a country, you speak to the embassy there or you speak to the Filipinos there, and you'd realize that may ceiling talaga for Filipinos in other countries. There's a ceiling. And I just listened to the podcast recently kay Jim Bacaro and Sab Magalona. I super agree with them. They said Filipinos are the most talented people in the world by default. Like, you don't have to spoon feed them or put them in a training to excel in their jobs. We pick up so fast, we work so hard, or rarely we're entitled, and wala tayong, walang makakapigil sa atin. Yeah. Parang, yeah. Ano, paano, no? Pabebe girls. Parang pabebe girls, walang makakapigil sa atin. We're so talented talaga.
As a final word, what does Filipino food represent in your life?
It's my life and blood. it's really true. Kung anong kinain ko today, well, lagi naman Pinoy kinakain ko. Kung anong kinain ko today, that will dictate my mood for the day. So, if I eat a salad, I'm gonna be like, so sad. Yeah, pero kung nagkakanin ako that day, ang saya-saya ko. It's given me an anchor to my cuisine, to my culture. It's given me a purpose. It's given me a career. It's given me a vehicle or tool to connect to other people. And it nourishes me. Too much nourishment. So it's literally my life and blood.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.